Hey there, this is Dana Mills from the great state of Kansas. From the heart of rural America, coast to coast, and across the globe, welcome to the Street Smart Wealth Question of the Day podcast.
Well, hello, hello to you today, and welcome to show 45 in the question and answer edition of the Street Smart Wealth Profit in Your PJs podcast. I'm Jackie Almer, and as always, I am thrilled to be bringing you today's show. You can find show notes over at jackiealmer.com/QA045. So today's question is one that a lot of people ask when they're first starting to venture out online and learn to generate leads to the internet. And that question is, how can I sponsor others and have success online if I don't have an already proven success story? Well, that's a great question, and we're going to get to the answer here in just a minute. First, though, today's show is brought to you by socialmediabackstagepass.com. You know, another question that I'm asked all the time is it really possible to build a successful network marketing business online? To have people come to you, already sold on a business, already interested in network marketing? Yes, it is. I've done it. You can too. Learn more about my Inner Circle coaching program, where I train you on the exact steps, systems, and tools that I've used to sponsor over 1,700 people personally into my network marketing business online. You can learn more over at socialmediabackstagepass.com. So now moving on to today's critical question, which is, again, how can I sponsor others and have success online if I don't already have a proven success story? I get that a lot. People say, well, it's easy for you because you've had success and people can look at you and see that you've had that success and they want to align with you, they want to sponsor with you, they want to partner with you. Well, thanks, Amir, for that great question, and it is a great question. Here's the thing, though, and here's the reality. We all start at square one, whether it's offline or online, in anything that we do in a business, in a career, in anything, in a relationship. We all start at square one. Now, think about this. Surgeons don't worry about having a success story when they're in pre-med school, right? Attorneys don't worry whether they have a success story now when they're in law school. Real estate agents don't have a success story while they're paying a lot of money to go through real estate school, getting their licensing, renting an office, getting their desk set up, and all the things that go into that. They don't worry ahead of time about not having that success story, or hopefully they don't. That shouldn't stop them. So how do you think any of those type professions build success? They build success the same way that you're going to, from the ground up. So it's the same whether you're online or offline. The idea of taking your business online is not about getting out there and telling everybody how great you are, how much success you've had, or anything like that. So let me give you some keys as to what to do to begin to generate that success. First and foremost, have passion, have enthusiasm, be excited about what it is that you do. That's going to come through and that's going to attract more people than you can possibly even imagine. Your passion and enthusiasm will take you far. People are going to want to know what it is that you're doing. Are you getting ready to go to your company convention? Great, talk about it a little bit, but talk about it in a way that you would just in general. Maybe you're out shopping for a new wardrobe. Maybe you need something special for the gala awards night, or maybe you're receiving an award on stage. Or we won't even take it that far, because if you're struggling with your success story, maybe you don't have that yet. But whatever it is, maybe you're, you know, shopping for some business clothes. Maybe you're a stay-home mom. I can remember when I first started going to company conventions, I'd been home for a little bit and I really needed to update my wardrobe to go to business conference. So that was exciting. I didn't have social media then, but I might have shared a little bit about what I was shopping for or chatted with people. What does business casual mean to you? Ask the question on Facebook, different things like that. And get people interested. What is it you're going to? What are you attending? When you're there, show pictures of you with your team. Show pictures of you with successful leaders. Surround yourself with those people and put it out there to show social proof. So again, that passion, that enthusiasm for what you're doing without ever saying a word directly about the name of your company, your business, what you're involved with, and so on, can really take you a long way. It's pretty amazing how that enthusiasm can create that interest that gets people to click back to your actual profile and your About Me section on Facebook, for instance, where they can then click to your blog, opt in and become a lead for your business and different things like that. So remember how important those things are. That leads into avoiding hype and blatant sales. You're not there on social media to pitch people on your business. You're there to create interest in you and interest in your business. And you do that first and foremost by being interested in other people. Get out there and engage with people. What are people talking about out on social media? How can you join in the conversation? How can you be there and show up and be of interest so that people do want to click back to find out more? So you want to avoid any type of hype and any type of blatant sales. I see people all the time who I know are not making a dime in network marketing post status updates out there like, I'm ready to help two more people become millionaires in their business. Please PM me for details. Oh boy, that just grinds me when people do that because it's not going to create the type of success that you want. And ultimately, it's disingenuous to them because you don't really know how to help somebody do that. You're going to need help getting them there because you haven't gotten there yourself, and that's okay. You can attract people and word it in a different way that doesn't come across so salesy, so hypey, and that type thing. Now, remember form on Facebook, family, occupation, recreation, and money. Reach out to those people who are talking about those type things or the lack of those or in any way that could lead into a potential interest that they might have in your business. Reach out to them and ask questions through private message. You know, I saw you posted about this, and I'm wondering, you mentioned that you're not going to be able to take a family vacation this year. I ran into the same situation a few years back, and I started a side business that changed that for me. I don't know if you'd be open to it, but I'd love to share some details if you are. Would that be something you'd be interested in learning more about? Simple questions like that. Don't just blatantly post your link or the name of your company or tell them how great it is or anything like that. Don't blast them with that information. Ask questions, create curiosity, and generate a true lead when they ultimately come back to you and say, yes, I would like to know more. I would take the time to watch a video. I would take a time to listen to a webinar or whatever it is, whatever methods that you have to get that information to them. So be watching for those people who you're friends with who fall into one of those categories that might open the door for your opportunity. And, you know, definitely remember to be a 3D, what I call a 3D person out online. A 3D person is someone who makes your updates a combination of things such as social, fun, personal, and business. You want to practice the one-third, one-third, one-third rule, mixing it up so that it's not all just business. One-third of it's personal and fun and things that you're doing. One-third of it's social, maybe things that are going on in the world that you can have fun with and comment on and engage other people. And then one-third of it can be business. But again, by business, as you know, if you follow me on Facebook, you'll see that I do it in a very generic way. I post generic content and lead people back ultimately to my website where they can click on the Work with Jackie tab and learn more about partnering with me in some way. So always remember to be offering value and education first. And when you do that, the leads will come and the signups will come. And be someone who's interested in others, and ultimately, you will become interesting to other people. And then, of course, remember to be consistent. You've got to show up regularly and be engaging with other people. Make sure that you're commenting on their status updates, their photos, what they're sharing, and what they're talking about. When you do those things, you'll attract people to you like a magnet. So remember that success with social media is no different than offline. People are watching you, so make sure your message fits your goals and who you are and what you stand for. Blend that one-third social, one-third personal, and one-third business message in. Watch for clues, and again, take a sincere interest in other people. You can find the show notes over at jackieelmer.com/QA045, and as always, good luck to you in your business. Do you have a question for the show? You can ask it over at jackieelmer.com/questions. Hey, and if you're looking for 8 easy steps to create and build your network marketing business online, then grab the free guide over at profitinyourpjsnow.com. Until next time, remember this: hesitation never cashed a check.